Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a stack of source material and turning it to a shortcut for you. We're going to look at an intersection you might have never even considered. The world of hunting and farming infrastructure and how it connects to the fight against hunger.
Yeah, it's a deep look at resource mobilization. I mean, specifically how a harvest, whether that's, you know, wild game or livestock, gets transformed into really high-value food for people facing insecurity.
Right. And we're focusing on two main organizations today.
We are. Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, which goes by FHFH, and their key partner, the American Hunting Lease Association, or AHLA.
The mission here seems so simple on the surface. FHFH takes donations from harvests, what they call a God-given resource, and gets that nutritious meat to families who need it most.
But the how is the really fascinating part. The logistics are anything but simple.
That's what our sources dig into, how FHFH fills this huge, very specific gap in the world of food charity.
And also how the AHLA provides the sort of unseen infrastructure, the risk management and the land access that keeps the whole donation pipeline flowing.
So that's our mission for you today, to really understand how this targeted protein-based ministry works and why something like managing land leases correctly is so essential to feeding millions.
Yeah. So let's start with the need itself, the critical need.
Let's do it.
When most of us think about, you know, food insecurity, we probably picture a general lack of food, like not enough calories or maybe canned goods.
Sure, shelf-stable stuff.
Exactly. But the real crisis point for food banks and ministries all across the country is getting quality protein, specifically red meat.
And that really is the core aha moment in this. Food drives are great, but they're typically heavy on starches, grains, canned vegetables.
Right.
Protein is just expensive. It needs refrigeration, special handling, and it has a much shorter shelf life. FHFH just steps right into that gap.
They do. They tackle the single most difficult item to source, and they do it using donations of deer and livestock.
Which is so crucial because protein is, I mean, it's non-negotiable for health, right? Especially for kids.
Absolutely. And what's so interesting here is that FHFH isn't trying to, like, buy all this meat on the open market. They are transforming an existing resource stream.
The animals already being harvested by hunters or managed by farmers?
Precisely. They're turning it into a charitable good.
And they've been at this for a while. They started back in 1997, so they have some serious longevity.
They do. And the scale is... it's just staggering. The sources say FHFH has helped provide more than 20.5 million servings of meat.
20.5 million. That's a huge number.
It is. For people struggling with hunger right here in this country. And that number speaks to their unique model.
Yeah. How so?
Well, they're noted as the only venison donation ministry that is actively setting up chapters nationwide.
Okay. So they're not just a local group.
No. And they're also looking to collaborate with existing state and local programs. They figured out pretty early on that you can't solve a national hunger problem with just a few scattered local efforts. You need a national infrastructure.
Okay, but let's get into the complexity there.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds simple.
Right.
Hunter gets a deer, donates the meat, but there have to be huge regulatory hurdles.
Oh, massive.
You can't just, you know, drop off a carcass at the local food pantry.
Yeah.
So how does FHFH manage the processing, the safety standards, the cold chain, all of that on a national level?
And that right there, that question points to the genius of their model. They don't just accept the meat. They accept the animal. And then they partner with a network of certified or USDA-inspected meat processors. This is key.
So that guarantees it's all handled safely, professionally.
Yes. And packaged correctly for food banks to distribute. It takes all the guesswork and the risk out of it for the charities on the receiving end.
So the hunter and the farmer brings the animal to a local pre-approved butcher.
Yeah.
And FHFH handles the administrative side.
Yes.
And the cost.
Exactly. The cost of processing is often the biggest hurdle. So in many cases, FHFH chapters or their partners will raise the funds to pay those fees.
I see. So they're turning that raw resource into a packaged good at no cost to the food bank.
At no cost to the food bank or the person receiving it. And this all ties back to their philosophy. They see the harvest as a God-given resource that shouldn't be wasted. That belief inspires volunteers and donors to, you know, bridge that financial gap.
That logistical piece funding, the processing, and using certified butchers, that's what makes it scalable. That's what separates them from just a nice local idea.
It's everything. It allows them to provide a consistent, high-quality product that aid organizations can actually rely on.
But none of that can work if the supply of harvested animals isn't there, or if it's not consistent.
Correct. And that brings us to their foundational partner, the American Hunting Lease Association, the AHLA.
Okay, so this is where we shift focus from the donation side to the infrastructure that supports the supply side. FHFH needs a steady stream of donations. That means they rely on safe, managed hunting. And that's where AHLA comes in. They were founded in 2010.
Right, and AHLA's whole mission is to serve landowners, hunters, and the hunting lease industry. They're sort of the grease in the gears for hunting access on private property.
Which is so important because so much of the best habitat and so the best harvesting opportunities are on private land, not public.
A vast amount, yeah.
And when you look at what AHLA actually provides, it's all about professionalizing that landowner-hunter relationship to manage risk.
It's way more than just paperwork.
Right. They offer, you know, free lease agreement templates, professional guidance for setting up the legal side of things.
But you hit the nail on the head earlier. It is all about risk mitigation. The absolute linchpin of their operation is the hunting liability insurance they offer. Our sources point out it's some of the most affordable and extensive insurance on the market.
So why is that so critical for an organization like FHFH?
Well, think about it. It removes the single biggest reason a landowner would say no to allowing a hunter on their property.
The fear of a lawsuit.
The fear of a lawsuit. If someone gets hurt, if something goes wrong, if the hunting isn't safe and legal, the landowner could be liable, and then the donations just stop. The gates get locked.
So the AHLA insurance covers the landowner.
It covers the landowner against potential liability from the hunter's activities. And that stability creates an environment where landowners are actually willing to lease their land or grant access. It keeps hunting a managed, sustainable activity that also helps control wildlife populations.
So there's a kind of virtuous circle here economically.
Absolutely.
AHLA's model stabilizes access to private land. That stability means the habitat is better preserved because lease fees often pay for that, which then guarantees a healthy deer population is available for harvest.
And that hunter-landowner relationship that AHLA supports, it achieves the two things they talk about. Preserving that quality habitat and ensuring hunters have safe access, which gives the landowner peace of mind.
It's really fascinating how something as dry as property law and insurance policies can translate so directly into feeding hungry families.
It's a business built on safety that generates charity.
Right.
If you connect the dots, you see that the reliable stream of deer that FHFH depends on would, frankly, it would probably dry up without the legal and financial framework that AHLA provides.
They're essentially guaranteeing the integrity of the supply chain.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay, so let's pull these two missions together now.
Yes.
The synergy. We have FHFH, which is solving a really tough nutrition problem by sourcing protein. And then we have AHLA solving a tough infrastructure problem by guaranteeing safe and consistent access to the animals themselves.
And the synergy is that shared value of managed resources. AHLA makes sure the hunting practices are safe, legal, sustainable.
Which in turn means the donations are consistent.
Exactly. A high volume of managed hunting leads directly to a high volume of high-quality meat donations that meet all the safety standards.
And you can really see this reflected in how the leaders of both organizations talk about their partnership. This isn't just a corporate sponsorship.
No, it's clearly a shared purpose. You can see that in the quote from J.T. Krager. He's the CEO of AHLA. He calls supporting FHFH an honor.
An honor, right.
And he praises their outstanding work providing quality venison to needy families. The word honor suggests that for them, this is fundamental. It's part of their identity, that responsible land management should result in a community good.
And you see the same thing from the other side. Josh Wilson from FHFH thanks AHLA for their generous support. But he gets specific.
He does.
He says it helps hunters and farmers bless the needy of their communities with nutritious meat.
And that word bless, that reinforces the FHFH philosophy, doesn't it? This isn't just logistics for them. It's a ministry. It elevates the act of hunting or farming beyond just recreation or commerce into this immediate act of philanthropy.
I think that connection is so powerful.
Yeah.
Because it shows how FHFH bridges the gap between the hunting and non-hunting communities.
That's a great point.
They're taking a resource that can sometimes be, you know, controversial or just outside the mainstream harvested game, and they're turning it into a high-value good that's accessible to anyone in need.
And it creates this perfect, robust loop. Responsible land management, which is stabilized by AHLA's insurance and leases,
leads to a reliable harvest,
which FHFH then translates through their butcher network into critical nutrition for food banks all over the country.
It's really a textbook example of a very specialized industry having a huge direct impact on community welfare.
And it serves another purpose, too. It aligns with responsible wildlife management. In a lot of areas, deer herds have to be managed to maintain ecological balance.
To prevent damage to crops or forests.
Right. FHFH provides a charitable home for the animals that need to be harvested anyway. It turns a management necessity into a philanthropic win. It's a complete solution.
Okay, so let's consolidate the key takeaways here, the things you really need to remember from this deep dive.
All right. First, remember that the number one most difficult item for food banks to get is high-quality protein. It's essential for nutrition, but it's expensive and hard to source and store.
Second, the organization Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, FHFH, has been solving this since 1997. They do it by using harvest donations and, critically, by funding the processing stage through a network of certified butchers.
And that model has provided over 20.5 million servings of meat to date.
And finally, organizations like the American Hunting Lease Association, AHLA, they support the essential infrastructure for this. They provide liability insurance, lease agreements, and professional guidance.
Which reduces the risk for landowners, stabilizes access to private land, and ensures the whole supply chain of donations is consistent and safe.
This whole system really demonstrates a powerful truth about how resources work. And it leaves you with a final provocative thought to consider.
Yep.
How often do we overlook the direct, measurable link between these highly technical resource management efforts, like preserving hunting habitat or managing landowner liability, and immediate public health outcomes like nutrition?
It's a connection we just don't make.
We don't.
Yeah.
But when you understand the logistical challenges of land management, you start to see why it's actually impossible to separate those practices from the well-being of a community.